There's a fine line between living in a straitjacket and living a life of freedom. Look, we all live within certain boundaries, legal, moral, social. In fact, without those boundaries, think about it, you can't have real freedom. But over the years, religion, it's not a word I like all that much, but I'm using it quite deliberately here. Religiosity, religious rules and rituals, all that stuff has twisted God's love, and instead of leading people on to freedom, it's putting them into a straitjacket. I lived in an environment of religiosity for much of my childhood, and so I used to think that if there was a God and he really did have a plan for my life, well, I'm not really that sure that I like that idea. What if he wants me to become a missionary in Mozambique and I want to live in, well, Australia would do just nicely, thank you. No, I didn't think this whole God has a plan for your life thing was really such a good idea. So when I now talk about God having a plan, a destiny for your life, I am not, repeat, not talking about donning a religious straitjacket. In fact, it's the complete opposite. I used to think that being a Christian meant having to become someone I didn't want to be. That's religion. That's bondage. But actually, God wants something quite different for you and me. Psalm 139, verses 15 and 16. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. God made us who we are, and given who we are, he set out our destiny before our lives even began. In other words, his plan for your life is a perfect hand-in-glove fit with who you are. Why wouldn't it be? You are handcrafted by this God who loves you. And freedom, real freedom, is becoming who he made you to be, doing what he made you to do in a deep, intimate, personal relationship with him. And it's in that relationship that he cleans us up from the inside out so that we can be all that he made us to be. That's God's word, fresh for you.